At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBook's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where you get a closer look at stories from our radio newsrooms across the nation. This week, tensions remain high between California Governor Gavin Newsom and the Trump administration. And at the macro level, the fight is about the rights of the federal government versus states' rights, particularly around deployment of federal troops in California over the governor's objections. But on another level, the fuel fanning this conflagration is a long simmering debate. It's a debate about immigration, with dividing lines falling along whether mass deportations are a goal, if birthright citizenship should be overturned, and whether people who came here years ago and are now productive members of American society should get a path to citizenship instead of a ticket to El Salvador. The rhetoric has gotten so hot that Newsom suggested the possibility of California withholding tax payments to the federal government while ICE raids are still ongoing. Then Newsom had a reason to celebrate. A judge ruled that Trump's federalizing of the National Guard troops was illegal, and that judge ordered the president to return control to the governor. Then an appeals court froze the order while the Trump administration appeals it. On that very same day, Senator Alex Padilla was forcibly removed from a press conference Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was holding in Los Angeles. He was trying to approach her to ask a question about immigration when it happened.
I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary. Because the fact of the matter is, a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your heads off.
What you just heard was staffers shoving Padilla hard, pulling him off his feet, and then half-carrying him out the door while Noem keeps talking. We'll let you digest all that while we kick things off with political analyst Phil Mateer at Odyssey in the Bay Area.
Governor Newsom has floated the idea of withholding taxes that it pays the federal government. That comes in response to reports the Trump administration is withholding funding to the state. All right, Phil, here we go again. Trump and Newsom going back and forth. First of all, can the state do this? Can it withhold payments?
We'll get to that in a second, but I want to give it a little background so the listeners have an idea of what we're talking about here. California, what is it? The fourth biggest economy in the world. It's an engine. It's a lot of money coming in and going out of the state. And a lot of that money is in taxes. California in 2021, 22, handed over to the Fed some $806 billion. That's almost twice as much as Texas, which gave them $417 billion, and New York, which gave them $384. Newsom's complaint is that of that 800 that we sent over, we only got about 720 back. There was $83 billion we gave more than we got back. And when the Trump administration is talking about cutting funding, whether it be for high-speed rail or for health programs or the universities, yeah, Newsom's out there saying maybe we should withhold the taxes. The problem is, when we pay our taxes, you don't pay them to the state and they don't hand them over to the feds. You pay them to the feds. The bulk of the taxes coming out of California are either excise taxes on imports or other taxes that are directly paid to the feds or our personal income taxes. And I'm sorry, Governor Newsom, but I, for one, am not withholding my taxes because people that do wind up in jail.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how exactly would this work? It wouldn't.
And it wouldn't. That's the bottom line. And when pressed on it, the Newsom administration sort of backs off and says, look, we're maybe not literally talking about withholding taxes because we can't, but we'd like to rearrange things so that we get a fairer share, or we can take some other actions. We could do this. And already, you know, Governor Newsom has gone to court for various things he's opposed on the Trump administration, not the least of which is the cuts in funding. The problem is with this one, as with other things, when Gavin goes up against the feds, is the feds hold most of the cards. The states just don't have that much control. But that's not going to stop Gavin Newsom from laying this out and throwing it out because it's people like to hear it. They like the idea. It's often quoted to me that California is a donor state. Why are we paying it? We shouldn't pay it. Just as the way Trump likes to throw things out like this, too. It makes for good theatrics until you get to the bottom line. Well, can you actually do it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're like Pat Patterson against Bobo Brazil at the Cow Palace back in the day, you know, big rivals squaring off. But as we've been talking about recently, you know, when push comes to shove, they actually get along okay, right?
Well, they do. They have at times. Now, this is getting more and more strained, especially after last night's speech by Gavin Newsom, which was triggered to go in at prime time, 6:30 on the West Coast. So it'd be on all the news programs and on the cable last night, where he's talking about authoritarianism and dictatorship and such like that. That, you know, it's getting closer and closer to personal, but these still are performances. The real sort of problem that we all have to face, and it's coming to a stark reality on the streets of Los Angeles, and it could spread to others, is that eventually these guys have to get along in some way, or they are going to break out in some sort of war-type situation on the streets. And there's a line between the rhetoric and reality, and you know, they both of them need to grow up to a certain extent and get on with reality.
While America's leaders are being urged to grow up, ICE is arresting undocumented immigrants at locations like Home Depot parking lots. And many say they're doing it without having proper legal justification or even suspicion. That makes us wonder what the rules of engagement really are these days under the Trump administration's crackdown. David Beer, director of immigration studies at the Cato Institute Libertarian Think Tank, joined Odyssey in New Orleans with more.
I have heard anecdotally numerous people say, well, if ICE wants to round people up, they need to go to Home Depot. That's where they can find them. And anecdotally is not a way to run a country. And I want you to get into that, why that's not legal. And I also want you to get into the rule of man, the rule of law, and immigration policy, because I think all of that is an important part of this. With that, I turn it over to you.
Yeah, so what we're talking about, really what has driven up these arrests to such high levels in the last few weeks, is that ICE has just been going to Home Depot parking lots and other places and just grabbing people and demanding to see their papers. And that's not constitutional. That is not the way that law enforcement operates in the United States. You're required to have suspicion that the some based on actual facts, not just someone being at Home Depot, is not a fact related to their legal status in the United States. And so obviously there are a lot of people who are rounded up in this who are here illegally, but that's not how law enforcement is supposed to operate. They're supposed to follow the rules, probable cause, reasonable suspicion to make arrests and detain people. That's what the Constitution and the Founding Fathers believed in. And I think we should still believe in that, no matter what the policy goal is. But certainly in this area where it's so fraught and so divisive, we should be dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's to do whatever we're going to do correctly, so it is not subject to controversies that aren't related to the actual policy goals that we're proceeding under. And that's really what we're talking about, is the rule of law, following the rules and principles of the Constitution and the laws that are passed by Congress, and not just whatever whim an agent, you know, whatever hunch an agent might have. That's the rule of man. That's subjective. That's not based on the objective laws and the Constitution.
And I want to drill down on that, and I want to bring the audience into this, because we have a text line where people can text in, and I just want to surface these objections, as they say in sales, so that you can address them so people understand. Somebody says, a couple of people are texting and saying, well, this is silly. You know doggone well they're illegal. Why can't ICE just get them in Home Depot? It's easier for everybody. Again, David, if you want to talk about the constitutional underpinnings and why we necessarily don't want that for them today, because it could lead to us tomorrow.
Right. Once you start saying that you don't need actual any evidence before grabbing people up, then that's the end of that principle, not just in this area, but in every other area. And so once you lose the principle on underpinning the constitutional rule, then there's nothing to stop the next administration from grabbing people up for, I don't know, not getting the COVID vaccine or whatever the objection is, or the policy goal that administration has. So, yeah, we need to have legal principles that are followed to a T, regardless of what your hunch or your belief is. And look, there are lots of people who are in the country legally who have already been grabbed up and have already been detained by this administration in this process of targeting people at Home Depots and other workplaces. And that is part of the reason why we should object, because it's our rights that are impacted when we take the rights away and the legal principles away that are underpinning the Constitution.
David, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. However, I know people text these things in and they think them, so I just want them to think through what it is that they think they believe. Somebody said, fact, the Hispanic people hanging out in Home Depot parking lot looking for work are doing so because they can't be legally hired because of illegal status. It is a well-known fact. Talk about the laws and the Constitution and what's considered a fact and what isn't considered a fact, and how sometimes people think they know damn well what is true, but actually it's not.
Yeah, you need individualized suspicion. You know, the idea that you can just go to any street corner and say, well, we know that people on this street corner engage in crime, or you know, that doesn't fly in the United States. You need to actually say, this particular person did this particular thing that indicated that they were in the country illegally, that they didn't have documentation. And that's not something that's broadcast on people's faces. And yeah, most of the people, many of the people in some areas are in the country illegally, but that's not sufficient. And many of the people are not in the country illegally, and should be, their rights should be protected as well.
Let me take a break, and I'm going to throw this out there. We're talking about philosophically here, and the rule of law and the rule of man. And for those of you texting in that are saying, in the hell with it, they broke the law coming in, Joe Biden let them in, they need to be thrown out, all of that, and saying that we shouldn't pay attention to the Constitution, and that what we're doing, rounding up people without due process, is proper and right. I'm going to put this out there. What if next election a Democrat wins and they decide that, you know what, we need to do something about the gun problem in this country and we're going to start rounding up guns? How would you feel then about no due process, even if people had guns illegally, if the government was to go out and just start guessing, like, in other words, to say, prove to me that you got this gun legally. Prove it to me. If not, I'm going to take it from you, I think is what we're talking about here. 720 traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about immigration and the Constitution with David Beard, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute. Not to muddy the waters, but I said back on the January 6th thing that people that were for this had to be careful because once you start hanging politicians, it's like eating potato chips. It's hard to stop. Similarly, I think once you start suspending the rules of the Constitution, much like potato chips, it's hard to stop. A couple of texts. As a former law enforcement officer, I can articulate reasonable suspicion all day long with a bunch of people hanging out in a parking lot at Home Depot. Somebody else said that's an easy one. Owning a gun is legal. Coming into the country without the proper steps is not. That's not the point. The example I gave before was, and if you can, David, expand, if the next president were to say, you know what, that's it, we're going to start rounding up guns, how this could be a step toward that without having any probable cause or suspicion that the gun was illegal, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And there's plenty of places in the country where guns aren't legal, and they want to make them even more illegal than they already are. So, yeah, look, the example is perfect. You can apply this in any other area. The reason why we have due process, the reason why we have standards for detaining people is to protect everyone's rights, all U.S. citizens, Americans. Once you start saying we're going to get rid of the rights for this group, or, you know, say we're going to assume that everyone in this area is here illegally and therefore they have no rights, then everyone in the United States' rights are under threat. And that's exactly what the Constitution is intended to protect against, is these types of intrusions without probable cause that you have done something in violation of the law.
Let's talk about what would make sense when it comes to immigration policy, because as it stands now, the decision of who got in the country and who didn't a lot of times was made by agents and not the people that were following policy, correct?
Well, absolutely. And it works both ways. We need the rule of law on entry. We need the rule of law on exit. That is what the Constitution stands for. That's what the founders stood for. And I think that's what, you know, conservatives, libertarians should stand for, that principle as well. Whatever your policy goal is, it should be compatible with the rules of the Constitution and the principles of the rule of law. And no shortcuts. Do it the right way. That will be bulletproof in the courts. It will be the best thing in the long term for the country, because you never know when the devil turns around on you. If there's no Constitution to protect you, you have no protection.
To be clear, and I just want everybody to understand this, that's texting in, and, you know, the two or three people that are texting in, all knee-jerk reaction and angry and everything, liberal this, that. No, this is not about being immigrant-friendly. This is about being Constitution-friendly and looking ahead to protecting the rights that we all have as Americans. Am I wrong?
Absolutely. I mean, look, you can say people are upset about judges and we're upset about, rulings from liberal justices and just ignore the justices. Well, as soon as you get to that point in the country, that's the end of the rule of law. Because as soon as you say one president gets to ignore judicial rulings or ignore the Constitution, then that's it. There's nothing left to protect our rights at that point from a government that is determined to destroy them. And so you might think, you know, everything that President Trump is doing, it doesn't violate the rule of law. It doesn't matter. He should still follow the principles of the Constitution, because that's the only way to make sure our rights are protected in the long term from people you are worried about.
Thank you, David. Appreciate your time as always. And the only thing I'll say, I'll end it by saying, it's just like being at the popular lunch table with the kids, the popular kids at the lunch table. You might think it's pretty cool when you're at the lunch table with the popular kids today, but you're not going to think it's so cool tomorrow if you're not part of the in-group.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The conflict expanded beyond the circle of just Trump and Newsom when Republicans in Congress called other Democratic governors to the Capitol on Thursday. They wanted to question them over policies that they've set in place to limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Representative James Comer, the committee chairman, set the tone by beginning the hearing with the introduction of a family of a young woman who was killed in a hit-and-run traffic crash in Illinois. He suggested that the state's sanctuary policies had facilitated the illegal presence of the driver of the other vehicle. Members of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform sat in front of large, full-color posters showing men who allegedly entered the country without legal permission. Those men were subsequently arrested for crimes in Illinois, Minnesota, and New York. That's where the governors testifying before the committee are from. So, it all went downhill from there. Here's more on what happened from WCCO's chief political reporter, Tom Hauser. He was on the Vanita Sakar show for Odyssey in Minneapolis.
You know, it can be very similar to a hearing that was held this past March with some Democratic mayors from so-called sanctuary cities. I think in that case it was Boston and Denver and one other city. I can't remember the other city. And they were called before the House Oversight Committee, which, of course, is controlled by Republicans. And they were grilled. It was very contentious about the policies they have that Republicans claim attract illegal immigrants. And so today is the gubernatorial version of that. The governors of Illinois, Pritzker and Hochul from New York, and Governor Walz will all be testifying about policies in their state that are perceived to be friendly or attractive to those who are in the country illegally.
Okay, so what are our policies exactly in the state of Minnesota?
Well, we're not technically what you would call a sanctuary. We're not an official like sanctuary state. Like we have a policy. Oh yeah, come one, come all. But we do have some policies. One of which was just partially rescinded. That have been attractive to undocumented immigrants. You know, providing health care through Minnesota Care. That has been partially repealed, where now only the children of undocumented immigrants can get that insurance, not the adults. They'll be phased out at the end of this year. But also in 2023, when you don't need to be a legal resident to get a driver's license in Minnesota. There are certain college benefits, tuition benefits, things like that are in Minnesota, Illinois, New York, and that's what these Republican members of Congress want to talk to them about.
It's interesting this is going on with the backdrop of what's happening in L.A. and other parts of the country right now.
This is a big committee. I think it's like 25 or 30 members. I mean, it's really, you know, it looks like when they have a hearing, it looks like stadium seating. There are so many members. And it's I expect it to be quite contentious. And they, I don't know if you've seen the video that Congressman Tom Emmer posted a few days ago.
Yes.
On Twitter about some of the remarks that Governor Walz has made, referring to ICE agents as the Gestapo and those types of things. And so you can expect that to come up in this hearing.
And the key will be, too, as you said, it'll be contentious, getting that really rock-solid soundbite. You know that all three governors are going to be working for that. You wonder how much prep there was and what phrases will be used and all that.
Well, and remember, all of them are voluntarily are coming here. They were invited to come and speak. They were not subpoenaed. And Governor Walz was one of the first to say, yeah, I'll go there. And, you know, and remember, he was in Congress for, what, I think 12 years. So he's comfortable up here. And I think he likes being the face of the opposition to Donald Trump. And today we'll just add to that. And, you know, Governor Pritzker from Illinois, the same way. So it's going to be really interesting to see how much they push back on what is certain to be a really harsh criticism from Republicans on that committee.
Tom, real quickly, just want to get your thoughts on the KSTP poll that you guys did on the governor's popularity. It looked like 58%. Is that one of some of the highest numbers you've seen? But yet people don't want him to run, according to what the poll showed.
It is really fascinating. 58% approval rating, which is up there in Senator Klobuchar territory, and she's always been one of the most popular members of our congressional delegation. And now you have Governor Walz there. But when people are asked the follow-up question, do you think he should run for a third term? That drops down to 43%. That is a significant drop of 15%. It's like, hey, we really like it. We like the job you've done, but don't let the door hit you on the way out.
It's kind of
the way that looks. But it might just be people just like change. They want there to be someone new to give something a try, and maybe that's at play. That's one of the things the governor's going to have to consider when he thinks about running for re-election.
That is a fascinating result.
Here's analysis from the hearing from Jason DeRussia at Odyssey in Minneapolis.
This conflict happened, it happened around noon, and I think it was really, really ridiculous. Here, my main issue is that if you're going to do these things and you're going to trotted out what they called sanctuary state governors. So the governor of Illinois, the governor of New York, and the governor of Minnesota. Minnesota, by the way, is not a sanctuary state. It isn't. Minneapolis and St. Paul have voted, and other cities around the state have voted to make themselves sanctuary cities. But Minnesota is not a sanctuary state. That said, Tim Walz has obviously made himself a national target for Democrats for Republicans because he's been trying to be such a voice for Democrats. So here is this. I'm always interested in this interstate Minnesotan versus Minnesotan little dance. So I'll interrupt this along the way, and your feedback and your calls are welcome at 651-461-9226. Here we go. Here is Tom Emmer.
Your attorney general is directing law enforcement to ignore ICE immigration detainers. Do you agree with the attorney general's guidance?
Well, Congressman, it's good to see you again, and thank you for being here. First, I would say is my job as governor of Minnesota is to make Minnesota the best state in the nation.
Do you agree with the attorney general's guidance?
Congressman, what I would say on this is that Minnesota follows all law.
It's a very easy question. And again, if you claim you're not a sanctuary state, you just claim that you support policies. You're not a sanctuary state, but you support policies that prevent ICE from doing their job.
Congressman,
isn't that right?
That is incorrect, Congressman. We follow the same laws when you were in the Minnesota House. The law has not changed.
If you'll allow me, I've got limited time.
So the visual is what really makes this, because Emmer has the whole bit already scripted. He's got his script and he's going to read it. And it did not matter what Tim Walz said. The question, the way they do it, is you do a yes, no question. Do regular people like this stuff? Because I hate it. Do you guys like this? You sit there and you ask a yes, no question, and then you just get mad. It's a simple question. No, it's not. None of these are really that simple questions. And you're all politicians. Like, try to get a straight answer. Good luck. That was really the only time that Tom Emmer asked a question. Here's a little bit more of their interaction. Because to me, I would have wanted to extract something damning out of Tim Walz. I would have wanted to extract something where you could say, look at how out of touch the Democrats are on the issue of illegal immigration. And instead, Emmer just kept going.
The time for radical sanctuary state policy, sir, is over. The voters made that clear last November when they elected President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. You remember him, don't you?
All right. Hold it right there. You got the guy who beat you. Like, what is this? And then his final thing, Dan, I don't know, I made you stop it there, but his final thing was,
Governor, the time for real leaders is, and real leadership is now.
I mean, he sort of stumbled on his touchdown call a little bit. So is this going to be in an ad for governor? Do you think these two are going to go up against each other? Tom Emmer has been hammering Tim Walz relentlessly on social media. And there is something that Tim Walz said about ICE that I think it's ridiculous. The question about this local states, local governments not assisting in ICE raids and immigration raids, I do think it's an important question. I think there are valid reasons why you have, like, the city of Minneapolis saying, look, we can't have our cops doing immigration raids because we need cooperation from people who may not be here illegally in other cases. We need, if someone has information about an assault or a robbery or a drug running operation or a murder or gang activity, we need to be able to talk to people in the community. And if they are afraid that when we go to ask questions about a murder, that then we're going to start asking questions about their immigration status, that then you have a major problem. So there are very practical reasons why you would want to have this separation. But I do think if you're going to have a congressional hearing on it, like, ask a couple questions. Like, all right, you're not a sanctuary state. Why are you doing this? Or what is your theory on this? But that's not what this is about. It's about making your point and forcing these governors to come to Washington, D.C. to make them into a punching bag. Part of our modern day politics is that you try to say the most outlandish thing possible in order to get clicks and get likes and get people to be on your side. And it does, as someone who loves, like, actual conversation about these issues, it sucks, man. I hate it. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz fell right in this trap when he was giving a graduation address at the University of Minnesota's law school. And this comment, man, I just wish he hadn't have made it, because it's such an easy attack. We can disagree with tactics. We can argue about the way that things are being done in this country without always having to go to Nazi Germany for our comparison. We just don't need to do it. To me, it's cheap, it's lazy, it's designed to get an emotional reaction without really explaining what you're talking about. And today, Tim Walz paid for it, I think, because he was finally, not by Tom Emmer, but he was asked a number of questions about this remark that he made at the U of M.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye, just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared. To be clear, there's no way for us to know whether they were actually criminals or not, because they refused to give them a trial. We're supposed to just take their word for it. And when duly elected members of Congress tried to exercise their constitutional right of oversight at an ICE facility, they get shoved around and threatened with arrest. And what courts
told... All right, so that was the overall statement. But modern-day Gestapo is what... Look, when you use that term, you know that that's going to light people up. It did. Many Democrats defended it. And I got to say, like, look, the issue for me with that phrase is that it's very easy to interpret it that you're attacking the agents themselves. Now, if you listen to the whole statement, I think it's very clear that he's attacking the way the Trump administration is using ICE, not the individual agents who are putting their lives on the line. But we can't have those conversations, can we? Because if you say something about the way any law enforcement agency is being used, well, why do you hate the cops? When did you stop beating your wife? I mean, it's just the dumbest discourse. If this is what our politics is, it's rough.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBook's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
And yet another shot across the aisle, Senator Ted Cruz said that today's Democrats are just doing what Newsom does, suing the Trump administration and saying not to enforce what he called law and order. He said that when given a choice between siding with illegal immigrants and Venezuelan gang members and violent criminals over police, that Democrats choose the former. However, things are a bit more complicated than that, at least according to Democrats. Many Democrats believe that the ICE agents pulling kids out of school and hanging out at Home Depot for deportation prospects aren't actually following law and order. And that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to different perceptions about immigration between Republicans and Democrats. As anti-ICE protests expand around the country, 1,800 cities and towns are also planning, quote, No King's Day of Defiance rallies on Saturday. These are part of the nationwide protests against the Trump administration. Organizers of the No Kings movement are calling the protests a reaction to the large military parade taking place in Washington, D.C. for the 25th anniversary of the United States Army. President Trump, who will also be celebrating his 79th birthday on Saturday, the stated purpose of that speech is to, quote, reflect on the rich history and legacy of service, sacrifice, and dedication of the U.S. Army. In advance of that date, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas is deploying the Texas National Guard to locations across the state to ensure peace and order. And Cruz is applauding the governor's efforts, saying that he doesn't want a repeat of the displays in Los Angeles and elsewhere. For his part, the president has told reporters that anyone protesting the Army's parade will, quote, be met with very big force. Now we just have to wait and see how it all turns out. This show is produced by Christy Strauser and by me. I'm Lauren Berry, and I want to say thanks for listening to On Deadline, Odyssey serving of a top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.